This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is our preview of Fulham's match against Manchester City, which focuses mostly on the team news. This will be a quick preview. We'll just go through a couple of the notes from the presser the other day from Marco Silva, give my thoughts on the match with Manchester City, give a prediction. Can Fulham hang with Manchester City? We shall see. I'll share my thoughts on this quick preview. Also, just want to mention, as always, subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us and also supporters from other clubs. So please do subscribe. And as I've been mentioning and will continue to mention, there'll be a big push after the World Cup. Cottage Talk is now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. So be on the lookout for some more information on that directly from TalkSport after the World Cup. We'll see where that brings us, but we're just in the beginning stages of this relationship. Cottage Talk is now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. Okay, good stuff. All right, so let's not waste any time. Let's get to it, and I'm just going to share my thoughts on Manchester City. I've said this several times before the season began, and then while the season was going on, I could tell Fulham were able to really compete against most of the sides in the Premier League, including Arsenal, including Tottenham. We'll see how they compete with Chelsea. Something tells me they'll be able to. I think they're going to be able to compete against Manchester United, dare I say, get something from that match. This is the one team that I fear, could they get anything from? Could they compete with? I'll share my thoughts a little bit more. This is a really good side. We'll see what happens with Haaland, if he's going to be available. Based on what I've been reading, he is a doubt for this match. We'll see. Again, we won't know until the starting 11 is shown from Manchester City. But even without him, they are just an incredible side. They can go, again, two starting 11s deep and probably even more than that. This is going to be a very difficult task. They're going to have the ball the majority of the time. They're going to dominate the play. So can Fulham hang with them? Can they stay with them? Can they pick their spots and hurt Manchester City? I think there are a couple ways that they can, but it's going to take a huge effort to be able to pull this off. I think the players have the confidence. Marco certainly does as well. And I don't think that they're going there to not try to win. I think they're going there to win. The question is, can they play with that mentality against a team like this? So I think that there is the possibility that they really could get hammered in this match, or they could really show you something. What's interesting, and I don't know how much we should really take stock into what happened in the FA Cup last season, But I thought we saw a little bit of preview of what Marco might do in this match. He really beat Manchester City on the counter, some real quick counters. And I think you'll see that here. I think you'll see some long balls and be able to break real quick. I think that's a way to potentially get at Manchester City's set pieces. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the upcoming minutes. Like I said, this is a very quick show. So here is my friend Chris Goodwin. Play a back eight. That's funny. I don't know. We'll see what they are going to do, my friend. Let's see. This is from Trevor Stern. Hi, Russ. My son and I are driving up tomorrow. Trevor, best of luck. And I really hope you see a good match. And I know based on what I've been reading, there's going to be a ton of Fulham supporters there. Best of luck, my friend. I hope you see a good match and have a great weekend with your son. I just want to wish that to you. Okay, so let's get to the team news. And it starts with some very sad news. Niskan Cabano has been fantastic for Fulham this season and last season. I think he really finally got a chance to show what he can do under Marco Silva. So the fact that he ruptured his Achilles is going to be a difficult injury to come back from. I would be very surprised if he comes back this season. We'll see. This is a guy that has given Fulham everything. He is really what Fulham represent. He is a Fulham player. Someday, I'm going to say it right now, he will be a Fulham legend. Okay? I think he has offered that much. Niskan Cabano is just someone that we should admire for how much he's given Fulham over the years. Through some moments where he wasn't playing, he stuck with it. And he has really flourished now to the point where we're going to talk about, well, what do they do without Niskan Cabano? It's very interesting because I'm going to mention that in a second. I am not 100% sure what they're going to do. Let me just share another comment. This is from Isaac. I miss the good old days when we could beat Manchester City. I hate it when Guardiola gives us false praise like a little brother. I want him to hate us. Isaac, that's a great point, because here in America, the New England Patriots with Bill Belichick, when the Patriots were really good, he would do the exact same thing. And that would kind of tell you, honestly, he didn't really respect the other teams. It would be false praise. So we'll see. I think Pep does respect for him, but he knows. He knows he has the better side, and he knows if they play at their best or even close to their best, they're going to win the match. So I hear you on that. It's from my friend Colm. I can't see us winning tomorrow, but I expect us to give them a really hard game. That's the point I'm going to get to when I go through this show. I think they're going to give them a hard game too, Colm. I truly believe that. I don't think this is going to be an easy ride. Last season kind of showed me that. They have the ability to do that. Yes, it's an FA Cup match. But I think they actually have the ability to make it hard at times on Manchester City. They're going to have to be patient. They're going to have to wait and pick their spots on the counter. We'll see what happens. Carl Scott says, if we had a good game, we lose 3-1. If we are bad game, we get trashed. He won't come back before next year. But after surgery, believe me, it won't cheer again. Good luck on the rehab, Niskins. Come on, you whites. Carl, thank you very much for all of that. Okay. So I just want to say one more time, I want to wish all the best to Niskan Cabano for a quick and speedy recovery. He's been great for Fulham, really has. So now here comes the question. Who replaces Niskan Cabano? It's easy to say that it's going to be Harry Wilson. I'd like to think it's going to be Harry Wilson. I'm not 100% sure it's going to be Harry Wilson. It could be Dan James. Now, since Harry Wilson has come back, he's come back from injury. Let's be honest, the World Cup approaches. And Harry Wilson is trying to get back up to fitness, get ready, not just to play for Fulham, but also to play in the World Cup. I'm hoping we see the Harry Wilson we saw last season. But again, this is an interesting situation because I don't know if Harry Wilson is completely all the way back yet. Do you start him against Man City or do you start Dan James? Now, I know what Fulham supporters are saying about Dan James. I think again, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I've seen many that are underwhelmed. Dan James has a lot of attributes, but the thing about it is he has a lot of pace. Maybe in this match, maybe this is a match for him that makes sense. So I'm not 100% sold on going with Harry Wilson just because I think he's still coming back to fitness when we have the situation with the World Cup. It's something to think about. Do you go with Dan James? I just want to throw that out there. Let's see what other comments we have here. This is from my friend Steve Reynolds. Right back is the problem. We are a different side now. Just play a steady game and see how we go. Let's see how the team get together as a unit. Steve, I agree. They have to play together as a unit, especially in this match against Man City. Daunting test. There's no question about that. So, like I mentioned, I'm not sold on Wilson. I'm not sold on Daniel James. It'll be interesting to see what our coach, our head coach, Marco Silva, does in this match. Which direction will he go? And here's some other news that I'm not sure everyone's aware of. Bobby Dekker de Overeem is suspended for the match. That tells me your right back is going to be Kenny Tete. But he might have been a good option up front on the right wing opposite of Willian. So the fact that he's suspended, I think, actually hurts Fulham a little bit. But he is suspended for this match. So that affects a decision that I think Marco Silva was going to have. He would have, I think, been in the mix to start on the right-hand side. Now you have Dan James or Harry Wilson. So this is a loss. Bobby Dekker de Overeem has given Fulham a great deal this season, can play in so many different positions. I think he might be missed in this match. Just wanted to say that. Okay. So this will now go to what should be the strategy for Fulham against Manchester City. It's funny because I just saw Chris Goodwin say, play with a back eight. Well, what I would do, and I think that you're going to see this because I think it'll be dictated by Manchester City anyways. They're going to have the majority of the play, probably 70, 80% possession. You can beat them on the counter. You can actually, I think, really hurt them on the counter. Maybe balls over the top, all these long balls. We have Mitro back there, and we do have pace. That's why maybe Dan James wouldn't be such a bad option here. I'm just saying. So I think that's one way. The other way, and I think everyone would agree with me, set pieces. Deliveries from Pereira, I think Fulham are very dangerous. They have to be able to create some set pieces in this match because I think Fulham have so many different options when they do their set pieces that it's hard for a team to really prepare for them all. So Fulham need to create set pieces in this match. Dare I say, score on a set piece. I like their chances of scoring if they get a good amount of set pieces. Are they going to win? I don't feel confident in that at all. I don't feel confident in them getting anything from this match. But I will tell you, the way that I think Fulham can potentially get something out of it would be set pieces, counterattacking quickly, and an off day for Manchester City. You need all that to happen. So let's see what else we have in the comments section. Let's see what my friend here says. Matt says, Dan James could be the trick. Maybe, Matt. I'm not, again, sure he has not played well, but this might be his type of match. I'm just throwing it out there. You're not expecting to score. You're expecting to have someone that can use his pace. We know Dan James has that. He might be a benefit in this match. Just saying. Okay. Coming up next, I'm going to share my starting 11 and give my prediction. Feel free to share your predictions for this match.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus,
Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Okay, so this is going to be the starting 11 I would go with. I'm not sure if this is what Marco Silva is going to go with. Obviously, you have Leno, Tete. I'm going to go with Diop, and I'm going to go with Tosin. I think he's going to go with Diop and Ream, but I'm going to go Diop, Tosin. Left back, Anthony Robinson. Obviously, in the middle, that pretty much picks itself. We're going to go Reed, Paulinha, and then, of course, Pereira on the left. You have Willian. I'm going to go Dan James on the right. That might not be a popular one, but that's what I'm going to do. And Mitro up front, that's going to be my starting 11. See what other comments we have here. Let's see. From Chris Goodwin, play a couple of pacey wingers and see if you can catch them on the break. That's the way I'm looking at it, Chris. This is from Steve Reynolds. Midfield is massive tomorrow. Need to stick at it. Don't sit back. Steve, I agree with you. I think they're going to be chasing, but I think they have the ability to do that. I think they have the ability to really close down. So I'm not going to disagree with you on that. This is from my friend Wayne Walden. Good evening, Russ. I hope you and your family are well. Yes, they are well. And actually, I have a family member that's returning from Austin, Texas today, my wife, and I look forward to seeing her soon. Okay, so let's now end with my prediction. And if you have any predictions, please feel free to share them. Okay, I'm going to go 3-1 to Manchester City. I think that Fulham are going to hang in there. I think they're going to score a goal in a set piece. But in the end, Manchester City have too much, with or without Haaland. I'm going to go 3-1 to Manchester City. And I hope that it's not worse. Let's just leave it at that. Why it could be worse is that I don't think Fulham are going to sit back. I think they're going to go for it, and that makes you susceptible to really getting trashed here. Let's hope that's not the case. Let's keep the goal differential down. Let's see what else we got here. So let's go with some thoughts from the Fulham supporters. Val Colossi says, I prefer Wilson to James. Matt says, my loving as well. Ream earned himself a rest. Okay, Mott's very good. This is from Chris Goodwin. Man City 4. Fulham 0. Sorry, Russ. Don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry at all. Let's see. Steve Russell's Toothless Tom is going 1-0 to Fulham. Okay, Steve. We'll see. I thought you were going 3-1 to Man City. I thought we were on the same page. Stuart Avery says 5 at the back and hope Haaland is still in fit. Only they can we hope of getting out of Manchester without our goal difference in tatters. Okay. Finally, for Mats, 2-2. I'll take that, Mats. I'll take any point in this match. Wait a minute. Looks like Wayne is going to chime in as well. We will surprise Manchester City, and Fulham will win 2-1. Come on, Fulham. I would like that to be true. The predictions keep coming in. Val Colossi says, I'd like to think we could get a draw. So would I, Val. Isaac says, Man City, 4-3, Mitrovic hat-trick. I'll take a Mitrovic hat-trick. That would make me very happy. Bill Sheen says 3-1. Okay, so that's it for the predictions. That's it for this quick show. Just want to mention, as always, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. And as always, Cottage Talk is now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. We will have a post-match show. Not sure when that's going to be. It'll either be Sunday or Monday. But we will have a post-match show, and who knows, maybe we'll have something good to talk about in this match. Something tells me we might not, but we're going to do a show anyways. We always do shows. We will have a post-match show. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.